There are two reasons that predatory fish have declined. One, of course, is the direct predation on them by humans, as we've just talked about, and this is a top-down effect. But fishing is also removing prey species from the ocean, like anchovies and sardines. This means that predators are also feeling the squeeze from the bottom up. As a result, piscivores, like the salmon reported on in this article to the right, are found to be undernourished. And species higher up in the food chain that rely on these piscivores are suffering in turn. These critically endangered southern killer whales are starving to death due to the declines in salmon. The fishing industry needs to change as the hunting of prey species, which mostly are harvested for fish meal, not only undercuts the ecosystem, but undercuts the value of global fisheries. As this graphic shows, the value of direct catch of forage fish, these smaller prey species, is around 5.6 billion. So taking out anchovetas and anchovies and sardines and things, you can make about $5.6 billion. But if you left those fish in the ocean, allowing the larger predatory species to feed on them, then you would grow another $11.3 billion worth of commercially valuable fish. And so clearly it makes more economic and ecological sense to leave the bait fish in the sea.